Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Recently, Axios.com had an interesting tournament to determine what the most annoying intersection in Chicago is. And Justin Kaufman from Axios joins us now to talk about this. How did it work? How did you handle this tournament? What was the deal here, Justin?
Good morning, Bob. It was essentially we said, okay, we want to talk about the worst intersections in Chicago. What would they be? And we chose 16 to start and then whittled it down to the worst. Let our readers decide on which one was the most annoying. A lot of this is set up because of the Kennedy construction in Chicago, which we've seen have ancillary effects on negative effects on a lot of intersections that are near the Kennedy. Mm-hmm. So if you're at a place like Armitage, Elston, and Ashland or Ogden, Milwaukee, and Chicago, if you've traversed those intersections in the last couple months, you've known a huge uptick in traffic because people are using their Google Maps to try and avoid construction and get on the Kennedy at different exits. And it is really botching up north side of Chicago.
So most of the nominees came from one specific area, Justin?
Yeah, well, we were geographic. I mean, the number one seed, which got upset in the tournament early, is 79th and Stony Island. If you've been anywhere near, that's where the Metro tracks are at. That is, again, what we're talking about when we talk about annoying intersections, not just the traffic, how much time it takes to get through there. But we're also talking about if you're trying to get across as a pedestrian, if you're trying to bike through it. There's a lot that goes on to make an annoying intersection in Chicago. Well, 79th and Stony Island is quite possibly the worst. It's all over. There's everything about that. You don't know which way to go. The tracks kind of confuse people. It's really hard to get across. Our readers suggest, when we asked them to start this, that was their suggestion. So that's the big one. We also, as I mentioned, Chicago, Ogden, and Milwaukee, but there's also others. If you've at all been on Halsted near Chicago and Division, and it's sort of in that Goose Island area where mm-hmm. Brittany Green used to be, and they have put a stop sign a block north of Halsted and Division, and it has mucked it up, Bob, in the way that people are just stuck in traffic and everyone's trying to merge. It feels like you are in a commute that should be 10 minutes that takes an hour. And so those kind of places are what we're talking about. Being someone who travels around the city of Chicago, that you get an understanding that could be one of the worst. So that's what we're doing. We're trying to figure out the ones that people just have headaches regardless of how they travel.
Yeah. Vicki, are you hearing this? Jump in if you like here.
Yes, absolutely. I'm listening.
And it's interesting. You noted that an intersection that would have won about 10 years ago is no longer among the most annoying because city engineers successfully rebuilt it. And you're talking about Fullerton, Damon, and Elston, right?
Remember that? That was the worst.
Yeah.
Also most dangerous. That was whatever which way you were coming from. And yeah, the city re-engineered it. The alderman there took credit for it. They put a Chick-fil-A right in the middle of it. But, the concept was that, and this is kind of what you point out, saying, yeah, you can just throw your hands up and say, well, you can't really change it. But the city has listened in the past. It took a couple of years, maybe some decades, to get through it, but they did change it. So for the winner of our tournament ended up being Armitage, Ashland, and Elston, which is really kind of trying to get through there is really difficult, especially at rush hour, at the peak of rush hour. But that's one that you could see the city. That's not even a traditional six-corner. There's a strange way that Armitage kind of jumps in there, and if you're trying to walk across that intersection, good luck. That is a really vast, big intersection with really bad infrastructure. You go underneath the tunnel or underneath the bridge to get onto the Kennedy. That can all be redone, and that's what I want to do. I want to take this tournament and send it to the Chicago Department of Transportation and be like, see, this is what the readers say is the worst, and do what you did at Fullerton, Elston, and Damon with this intersection.
Yeah, maybe someday if they fix it because of this. Armitage, Ashland, and Elston will have a big Justin Kaufman street sign up there.
We could have a ribbon. We can do the big scissors, you know, like we get some novelty scissors and cut the ribbon.
So did the Axios readers who participated talk about delays in terms of time or just annoying aggravation?
Yeah, the reason we called it annoying is because you could go to the Chicago Department of Transportation and get the exact times of how miles per hour. They have data like that that'll rank the worst. So that really is the worst. But when you're talking about annoying, you want to do the interpretive effects of, you know, walking across it or just how much it screws up your commute. So yes, they like the idea. It was very interpretive. We like to do that with these tournaments. Why is it annoying to you? It doesn't matter. You don't have to vote for somebody else.
Right.
But you vote for yourself in this case. It makes it a little bit more unscientific, which is what I'm all about.
Check it out, Axios.com. And I'm sure we'll hear from our listeners now. They'll chime in here, text us, or email us at the worst traffic intersections in Chicago. I'll pass it along to you, Justin Kaufman. Thanks.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, you have a good one.